can't begin to tell you how much misinformation there is about the stimulus payments floating around right now, both in the media and on Facebook. At the end of this video, I'm going to tell you how I got kicked out of a Facebook group this morning for trying to stop the spread of misinformation I saw in that group pertaining to SSI, Supplemental Security Income recipients, okay? But first, I want to talk about the media. For example, here's a clip from a major media organization, Fox News, from yesterday, stating that there is no income limit on the $500 per child stimulus check. This is absolutely positively false, and it's been absolutely positively false since the CARES Act was passed. If you make more than $75,000 as single, $112,500 as head of household, $150,000 married filing jointly, your stimulus payment, your combined stimulus payment, $1,200 for you and your spouse if married, $500 per child under the age of 17, your total stimulus payment is reduced by 5 cents on the dollar, that your adjusted gross income exceeds those threshold amounts I just mentioned. So if you're married with two children, apart from the income limitations, you would be eligible for a $3,400 stimulus check, okay? $1,200 for you, $1,200 for your spouse, $500 for each of your kids, total is $3,400. So if you made more than $218,000, you're not getting any stimulus payment. Difference between $218,000 and the $150,000 threshold is $68,000. $68,000 times 5 cents on the dollar reduction in your stimulus equals $3,400, which entirely wipes out your stimulus payment. Okay, so Fox News was wrong here in saying that there is no income limitation on the $500 per child stimulus check. That's absolutely false. Now, it's not just Fox News. Here's an NBC calculator. It gets this wrong too. It says you won't get anything if you make $200,000 married filing jointly with two qualifying children. That's false. You will actually get $900. Let's do the math. $200,000 income less $150,000 threshold is $50,000, okay? $50,000 times 5 cents on the dollar is $2,500. That's the reduction in your maximum stimulus payment, okay? So if you're married with two kids, you're potentially eligible for a $3,400 payment. We went over that in the previous example. So you take away that $2,500 stimulus reduction that we calculated, that leaves you with $900. So that's what this couple would be eligible for at a $200,000 income level with two qualifying children. NBC gets it wrong. They say, no stimulus for you. That's actually false. Okay. Now, granted, these are probably minor details that affect people at high income levels. They listen to this stuff on the media, right? But what I think is more harmful are these Facebook groups, which I have seen to be just cesspools of misinformation pertaining to the stimulus check, okay? I was in this Facebook group called Stimulus Check 2020, almost 20,000 members. Somebody asked in this group, as many of you asked in the comments here, quick question, do people on SSI still need to file a simple tax return? As of right now, the answer to this question is yes, okay? It's unfortunate, I wish it wasn't the case, but as of right now, the afternoon of April 6, 2020, those receiving supplemental security income, veterans benefits, and those who do not make enough to be required to file a tax return have to file a simple tax return in order to communicate with the IRS pertaining to their stimulus. I made the video over the weekend for when TurboTax rolled out their free product where you can do that. Of course, you're waiting to hear from the IRS regarding SSI and VA to see if they can streamline this for you guys, right? Fingers crossed, you don't have to file a return. We're also waiting, of course, for the IRS about their own portal where you can give them direct deposit information and whatnot. There's still no word from them on that as of right now. Of course, that could change, okay? But back to the Facebook group. So some nice guy asked, hey, what about SSI, right? If I'm on SSI, do I need to file a simple tax return? The answer to that right now is yes, could change. The admin in the group immediately responded with, no, your payment is automatic and it comes with the same amount. You get your benefits payments each month. And I called him out on this. I said, hey buddy, look, I think you're confusing Social Security, regular Social Security beneficiaries who receive a form SSA 1099, okay? You're confusing that with supplemental security income. Social Security recipients, you get a SSA 1099. It's very clear now that you don't have to file a simple tax return unless you want to report a dependent child to get the extra $500, which you should certainly do. The gentleman who asked the question in the Facebook group was referring to SSI. So I said, hey, admin, you're sure you're not mistaken here? You know, I wasn't rude. I didn't try to link to my videos or anything. I was just asking where he got this information. Then the admin said, trust the info or don't trust the info. That is entirely up to you. He said that this information was being reported on about 50 different media organization websites. I asked him to show me one, and he immediately booted me from the group. Classy. I think this guy knows he's wrong, but he doesn't want to backpedal because then it would look bad to all the almost 20,000 people in his Facebook group, okay? So that's all I have to say. Kind of what I was saying with the AOC Fox News video over the weekend. You know, don't trust these folks in these Facebook groups and whatever they say, all right? Now, can I be selfish here for a second? This guy has 20,000 people in his group that's spreading misinformation. Right now, I think I only have about 11,000 subscribers to this channel. Let's change that, huh? Click this picture of me and my son right up here. This will subscribe you to my channel so you don't miss any stimulus payments. And also be sure to share this video with anybody you know who might be receiving misinformation right now from Facebook groups or other places about their stimulus payments. As a CPA, I'm held to a higher standard than journalists and obviously Facebook group moderators, so I make sure the information I share has been verified. So click the subscribe button, share this video, and I'll see you tomorrow, if not later today. Bye-bye.